Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I started doing that when people would take both copies.
Separate the copies.
I separate the copies for sure.
So you put the check with their copy on the same side?
Everything that sometimes I used to say.
Everything that's theirs on one side and everything that's yours is on the other. I got you.
Hakuna Matata.
I got you.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, we are stuck in our ways. Creatures of habits, restaurant servers are often stuck in their ways. Quirks, habits, or even plain disorder. We ask servers about their habits, what they have to have. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
Now, every time I say your name after my trip, our friend Jay was, isn't it DeVilla? I was like, yes, but I'm stuck.
Yeah, it's okay.
I know.
I've been saying DeVilla forever, my damn self.
I know. And I was like, I feel names are something that I feel that you should get right.
Well, DeVilla is the more Latin way you would say it. Like if I was on the island in Puerto Rico, they say DeVilla.
Or when you come up, mm-hmm. when you come up, you just you change your name.
Yeah.
When you get a little bit of money. No, it's DeVilla. I'm like, oh, okay.
But my whole life, even my dad, we said DeVilla. So
okay.
It wasn't like, but you know, when you hear it from people from the island, it's DeVilla. Or you know, okay. and it has that, and it rings and it comes out of the tongue. Or when we were in Spain, it's DeVilla. So it is, and it's said right, but we've been saying DeVilla for so long. I'm a DeVilla.
Fair. You came up with this show topic.
Yeah.
What made you think of it?
Okay, honestly, I was at a diner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting some, I know, we ate, everything was fine. And I told the, I got our check, and I gave the lady a credit card, and I gave her cash. And I go, I said, can you put 20 on the card, and then the rest is yours?
Okay.
She goes, well, we don't, we always do the cash first, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, what do you mean? Like,
I know you can do it.
Yeah, it's not like, I don't care how you do it. I said, well, some of the tip is in cash. I mean, the tip is in cash as well included is what I told her.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes over there, poor thing. She goes over there and she tries to put the credit card in. And then I see her get all frustrated because in her system, mm-hmm. it only goes one way.
Okay.
You know, like she's supposed to, all she's probably supposed to put was whatever, you know, in her mind just did the math and mm-hmm. then put the cash as the math and
there
then put the credit card after.
Yes, yeah. There's a workaround.
Yes, okay, which would have been fine. But she was so stuck in her way. And I threw her off, and I'm like, man, like, do we all do like stuff like that? And I started thinking, I was like, yeah, I think we do. And that's where the genesis from the show came from.
Fantastic. Now, the genesis of the show, I want to talk about who's up first. How do you want to do this?
So I went to work, and I got some, went around and asked people what they kind of do. So I'll throw one out and then you throw one out. How about that?
Okay, that's
and
fine.
And we'll talk back and forth from there.
Sounds good.
So one of my coworkers, I use a tray, okay? And I think they're all supposed to use trays, but we've kind of it's been a while since the tray service has been enforced.
Okay.
So a lot of people in my job carry glasses in their hands, okay? Two or three or four. So he doesn't fill his water glasses up to the top because he doesn't want to spill them.
And he's using a tray?
No. This is just normal. Because he's here. How he cares? He does it all the time everywhere. He doesn't want to spill the glasses of water. So.
I have questions. But I guess I have questions for him.
Yeah.
So
well, let's just unpack that in itself. What do you... So he'll use a tray for a lot of glasses. But at the same time, if it's like four or more, he's going to carry it in his hands.
He's going to carry it in his hands.
Yeah.
When you carry stuff in your hands, isn't it more secure?
I mean, it's supposed to be. I mean, I'm good with a tray, though. For me, I feel more secure with the tray.
I get it. For me, I can carry three and one and one and the other.
Yeah.
John Cagney can go four and one. I worked at Roadhouse, and it was mason jars, and I used to load up three and the four and then one on top.
Mm-hmm.
But the dismount's a little awkward.
Yeah.
You know, so you come through.
That's
where
my issue is with the multiple cups in one hand, is the putting it down in the dismount.
If you end up, I can carry five.
Okay.
However, I need help putting them in my final hand. I'd be like, just put these two in
there. You need the two there, yeah.
And then you look like a moron asking
your guest to take it off out your hand.
Yes. So if I'm doing the pinch like that, I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if the water glasses are too wide,
yeah,
you know, you can. My point is, he doesn't fill the glasses up because that's his thing.
That's his thing.
You know, it's water. You know what I mean? It's not like spilling acid.
Yeah, you're not burning yourself.
You're not burning yourself. So I don't buy that he doesn't want to spill it. That's why he doesn't. He's, if you're carrying it in your hand, to me, that's a more secure hold. It's just me.
Yeah, it should be fine either way.
You walk by, you have more intimacy with
absolutely with the
glasses. Mm-hmm. So that's not a reason. You're allowed to have the quirks you have.
Oh, no. That's what the show's all about.
And so here's my other question. If he's carrying it on a tray.
Does he fill them all the way up?
Does he fill them all the way up?
No, he doesn't.
So then he just doesn't fill them all the way up.
He just doesn't fill them all the
way up. Okay. Yes. There you go. There you go. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Isn't it, though?
And that is a quirk.
That is a quirk.
That is a quirk.
Because that's almost like more work in the
I'm filling them as much as possible.
As much as possible. So I'm not having to come right back.
Correct. I'm filling them enough where I feel like
I don't need them leaking over, but at the same time.
Right. I want you to be able to pick it up and drink it.
Yeah.
But short of that, I'm filling it as far as possible.
As far as possible.
Yes. Especially the sodas.
Yeah.
If I could buy myself a couple sips.
A sip can be huge.
A sip, yeah,
it
you're right.
It could be huge.
A sip can be huge.
Yeah.
For me, I'll start off with Omar.
Okay.
We're familiar with Omar. He's been on the show, I think, the most amount of times.
Yes, he has.
And he has to have his spiel at the table. Full spiel.
I knew you were going to
say this.
Yes. He won't even let, and I don't even work there, but I know this. He won't talk to the guests unless they're fully seated. So he has to be able to do the spiel at all at once, right?
Okay, so
he's not repeating the spiel.
To be clear, yes. He's not inclined to repeat the spiel. And when it comes to Omar, we could do the whole show on him. Because he has several. Okay, I only picked the one.
Okay, we'll just talk about the one real quick.
Well, the one, I think this one is stands out to me because not acknowledging. I'm not saying greet. He won't acknowledge him. Okay, he wants you all to march in together, sit down, and he can make his grand entrance. But I mean, that's paraphrasing. I don't know. You know, he'll acknowledge him or whatever, but. Yes, he has to say, he wants to leave no stone unturned.
Absolutely.
So he wants to tell you about this, he wants to tell you about that, and how it's going to go, and he is stuck in that way. He doesn't want anybody else to greet his tables. Don't give him menus, don't go over there. I got this. This is my domain.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone. And that's
I respect that as well, because I'm the same kind of way. When it comes to at least my table, I want to be the first person they see, at least on that level, besides the host.
It's completely fine. Sometimes it's a little nebulous because of circumstance.
Yeah.
But
I can go both ways. Fine. Like, I mean, I can, for the most part, I would like to be, but if I'm in the weeds, I'm not above saying, hey, go greet them, give them some water, tell them I'll be right over. This way, at least they've been greeted. I don't want to, it's always the guest in the end. You want to make sure that they're happy. Whether they're right or wrong,
I wonder how this lands because in general, everyone has a spiel.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has something that they say to their guest. I'm not sure all of them are as elaborate and as detailed.
Okay.
As, because I'll check out on a spiel. Okay. I check out at specials.
Yeah.
My eyes would turn up and sometimes I stop them. You know, I'd be like, yeah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yo, just, quick. Yeah. If you're a run-on sentence.
If you give me more than two specials.
I don't need to hear anything else.
I don't need any more.
I'm good.
Because I'm not. You're saying it for you. I'm not listening. I don't.
I've already probably looked at the menu. You know what I'm having.
That's right. When's the last time you had a special?
Only when they feed it to me.
Right.
Yeah.
At work.
Yeah.
I don't get them.
Neither do I. I go to places for specific things most of the time. I have like spots that I go to that I like certain things at.
Okay, but there's got to be a first time sometime.
Oh, absolutely. For my first time. Yeah, you know, I'm looking at the menu and I'm kind of taking it in, but mm-hmm. I'm not really looking at specials most 90% of the time.
Never.
Yeah.
I don't want your leftover stuff. Nope. I don't want your melange or nothing. I don't want you to push the fish because it's about to turn.
Nah, yeah. I want you to tell me what is consistent on your menu, and I'll ask, or I'll have like a, and actually down the road, I'll be at a spot and I will go there for the first time and I'll pick out two or three things mm-hmm. and I'll let my server pick it out for me. I think yeah. I've done that with you before.
Yes.
Like we've been out and I'll be like, well, yeah. I'm torn between these. I'm going to leave it up to you. I don't want you to tell me what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, when it comes out, I'll be happy with it.
That's a good way to go, too.
Yeah.
I do that. Sometimes I just say, hey, know this, know that.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Leave it in their hands.
Leave it in their hands because most of the time, they'll do right by you.
Usually they will.
They're not going
to
sock
you
with
the... They're not trying to...
I hope not.
Yeah. Hopefully not.
You know, you leave yourself open and you get the tomahawk steak.
Yeah, no, see, yeah, and well, that's why I try to give them, I'm giving them direction, like, I like this or that.
You know, okay.
You're not hitting me with the most expensive item on the menu.
Yeah.
I kind of know what I want, but I don't know exactly, so I'm going to give you three options.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and then from there, I don't want to know what it is, just bring it to the table and hopefully I enjoy it.
I've left it wide open.
Yeah. Oh, you leave wide open before?
I've left it wide open. Like,
completely wide open. Oh, completely. Nice.
Yeah. I would generally give parameters of what I know that
yeah you allergies not, and stuff like that or
correct
whatever. Yeah
but I want to sit back and because left to my own devices I may end up just sitting in that same groove mm-hmm. you know I want to stretch
yeah that makes sense
I want to strut a little bit
I like it
you know
I dig it
that's right I'm yeah. a peacock you gotta let me fly
yeah.
Now
all right so my next one so the next one's actually me.
Oh.
I am very stuck in my way. This is breakfast only though. But I've almost do it. I do it now because of breakfast. I do it. I find myself doing it at all the different.
Okay.
But when because of breakfast, I started. I would go to the table and be one way. Be like, start my spiel, but only get drinks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because breakfast was fast paced, and people were like, "Well, we're ready." I was like, "No, no, no, I got you." And I'll stop people, or if they'll interrupt me.
So they're ready.
They're not.
But
yet.
You're not.
I'm not.
Okay.
Because with and this is because of breakfast. I got stuck. It's breakfast comes out so fast that
you need a measure of control.
Yes, because I can go get their drinks, and let's say I'm making coffee, or let's say they get a cappuccino, mm-hmm. something that may be a little bit more time consuming. If I do it, if I were to send it right away, their food might come out before their drinks do. And
yeah,
I
can't but have that. You ever considered taking the order? But not,
putting it in. Yeah, but I kind of just like saying it now. I'm used to it.
Because I know why there's a gap there because you memorize.
I do.
So you don't want to hold it in your head
yeah.
for like the extra whatever. Mm. Point, counterpoint.
Yes. And I started, and now
use
I do.
Use a pen sideshow, yeah. Bob.
I could, but I like, it's my show, so
you're
I do it my way.
In, you're yeah, stuck in the ways. Yes, I got you. Okay. You got to give the people what they want sometimes.
And I get it. And I'm usually pretty quick when I come back. Like, if I know they really want to eat fast, I'll go get the water and tell them, say, your coffee or something that I know is going to take mm-hmm. more time is coming. And I'll take the order right then.
So what you're avoiding is
making sure there's nothing. There can't be nothing there. Like, I don't want somebody running my food and they have nothing. You know what I mean? There's
How
no
fast is this damn breakfast?
Yo, sometimes it's fast. Like, I've seen it come out and like what?
Are they sandbagging?
No, because it's breakfast. It's eggs. You know what I mean?
But that's true.
Eggs are fast, and you don't want, you know, yes, your bacon and most of that stuff is already, you know, cooked, but if you're just getting scrambled eggs and you're like the first or second table there, it can, and you know, let's say you get, at breakfast what happens is five tables coming at once.
Okay.
So, and this is only in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, once you're in the middle and you start flowing, everything's fine. But
yeah, true.
Everybody comes in hangry and everybody, so I have to tell people like, yeah, no, you got to breathe for a minute because I need to, I'm talking to multiple tables. So I'm getting all their drinks in one shot.
I see what you're saying. So that first turn is more,
yeah.
You're going to get all their drinks mm-hmm. at the same time to be efficient, yes. go in your station, boom, boom, boom. And so by reflex, I mean, not by reflex, but by association, all those things take
time
as well. So yeah. if there's like 30 seconds per table mm-hmm. times five,
yeah, that's I send something a couple in. Minutes. That's, yeah, that's,
okay.
You know,
I see what you're saying.
And then you're like, and then they're coming, their food's in, like, no. Okay. Then, so that's why I do it that way. And I just,
so now it's now stuck into in my your dinner service yeah. where, okay.
I got stuck in my ways doing it.
Okay.
And so now it's definitely stuck in my ways.
Gotcha. Okay. I will do myself as well then.
Okay.
You know, I'll follow your lead. And I have two.
Okay.
I am the opposite. I write everything down.
He does.
And it's to the point where, and I've mentioned this as well, when I'm at brunch, I'm clearing tables and things like that, or I'm clearing the things, they'll start ordering. And I say, hold on, I'll be back mm-hmm. and I'll take out my pad and I'll write it down. I tell them, I said, I'll write it down. Give me a minute. I'll get my pen.
Yeah.
I'll write it down because I really don't want to remember anything yeah. because I'm like one of those. I see a firefly and then.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
And then it's gone.
Yeah.
It was hard for me to hold it together today. You know, so I write everything down and I have a record of what's happening. For instance, today, and I didn't say anything to her. She said, oh, I ordered the chicken and waffle. And in my mind, it's like, I didn't say it, but no, you didn't.
No, you didn't. Because, but I'll get it right out for you.
Because I would have written that down.
Yeah.
There's no way you tell me chicken waffle, I nod my head and I walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, if I do that, 50-50, you'll get it in. But I write everything down. Yeah,
there was no CHX on my little screen that I
don't even abbreviate.
Exactly.
That's how good I write it down. I don't even abbreviate. And I don't know if I ever, we talked about this, I think on Petty Get Backs or something like that. I have ways to make my guests feel uncomfortable. What I would do is when they're annoying me and they start like overmodding things, I'll just pretend to write for a really long time. And so they'll say something and I'll write and you can tell that it's past the point of writing what they said and I'll just keep on pretending to write. And I'll draw out that awkward silence and then I'll go, yeah. And they're like, what the?
That's good.
Wouldn't you like to know what I wrote? Get out of here. So yeah, that's mine. I know I'll come back to my next one.
Okay. So I have another one.
Talk to me, buddy.
So a local of great listener. We actually talk about the show all the time at work. My boy Mikey. I'm saying his name because he loves the cast, and he'll be happy that I said him. So he won't cash out any old guest.
Okay.
Okay. Like if he has, let's say he has a five table section.
Okay.
Two tables need they have their checks, but he just got triple set. Until all those three tables have gotten their drinks, at least their drinks, you know, and have gotten greeted and everything else, he's not even talking to the other people. At least in his mind, he knows that those three tables are situated. So he's not cashing out the old table until all the new tables are taken care of.
So he described to you, I'm stuck in my ways where I won't. But that to me is good service.
That is. There's nothing wrong with it. But you know, because we've talked about this on the show where, you know, you want to get somebody out, and then you use, like we've talked about the other way around where, hey, let's get them cashed out, and then we can focus on those three tables.
So now it just depends on what is said or if something's said.
Yes.
A lot of times when you're talking about stuck in your ways, you know that there's a better way to do it. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
You know there's a better way to do it.
Yeah.
But you're just like, you're compelled.
Yeah.
You know? You're going to the library and you're checking out that book.
I'm doing it anyways.
You're doing it anyways. You know? Catch you in the rye.
Give me the cliff notes. Yeah.
So that I think that's what we're talking about. So he probably doesn't even say anything to them.
No.
He's just...
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because I do that in some ways. I just like, man, I know I should not do this. You know? There's a better way, but I can't help myself. In a ways, I know it's not on the topic, the ways in which I can't help myself, when I hear something stupid.
Oh. And you just, you can't, yeah.
I can't let it go.
You can't let,
I
yo,
can't let it go.
I think I'm the same way, honestly.
Did you just say?
Did those words just come out?
Yeah. I can't help it.
Oh.
I got to say something. I want you to know that I know that you know that I know that you said something dumb.
Oh, I got an example of it. So yesterday, right? I go and get some, and we're in the middle of a dinner rush.
Mm-hmm.
Marlon, I grab the ice. I put the ice into the thing. I pull up the ice. I'm about to pour it in my cup. There is a full martini glass, but broken. Not broken like the martini, everything else. The stem part is not on it. In my ice thing.
Wow.
My manager, I look at my manager, and I look and I show another, I show one of my coworkers. And I just kind of, and then my manager goes, well, I guess we got to burn that ice. And I look at him like, did that fucking out of your mouth?
No, I'm going to keep going.
No, I'm just going to keep working at this. I'm showing you, obviously we have to do that. That yes. is the given, okay? Yes. I'm showing you because this, somebody literally yes. broke a glass, left it in the air.
Kept moving.
Oh, wait, make it even better. This glass was like chilled.
Oh, so it was in there.
It was
marinating.
Marinating.
I wonder if like ice was poured on top of it. Because you probably can't see it.
I that's scary to me. But I'm glad I caught it.
I know.
Thank God.
I know.
Because
I wonder how much ice. I wonder how much glass I've consumed in my lifetime. It has to be a lot.
It has to be.
I'm telling you, restaurant. There's breakage all the time.
Glass goes everywhere.
Glass goes everywhere and far.
Yeah.
And far. And that's we got to be eating glass all the time. We're like magicians.
Thank God. We're alive. I cut up our insides.
It's probably already cut up. I'm telling you, I wonder that all the time because I see things break near and they, you know, they make that decision like.
This is not a 5-second rule. Clean that.
Jimmy G.
Okay, let's
talk. Our boy Jimmy G. Love he's him. Been on Shift Drinks.
Yeah.
Shift Drinks with Jimmy G. He is an over-preparer. For his shift, he has to have everything within arm's reach, particularly, let's say, at brunch.
Okay.
Or even less so at dinner, but particularly at brunch. He sets up like he's going to war. And no joke, from me to you, and I know that you may not have any perspective, those of you who are listening or even watching, what do you think that is? We're 6 feet apart? Four,
if not,
five,
if not less. Yeah, five probably.
5 feet apart.
Yeah.
There's a marking tray where you are. He'll set one up next to him. This is where the busters have the silverware.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll have one next to him. He will set
so
up.
So this is like a large step we're talking about. Like right now, from between me, it was a large step. Not even.
I'm talking his section is adjacent to the bus stop, to the bus
station. He's walking past it.
He's walking past it. He has to walk past it all the time, and he will set up the very thing that he's walking past. And you'll say it, and he knows there's a better, and he goes, he'll throw his hands up. He's like, I gotta do me. I gotta do it. I gotta buy the book. I gotta buy the, you know, he can't help it. He can't help it.
He can't help it.
And when you point out the logic, you can see his disappointment that you caught him. You know what I mean? But he can't help it. And that's his thing. He's stuck in his ways. He just over-prepares on everything. What he really is a pack rat. He is a hoarder. He hoards things. And so I think he feels good with things next to him, close to him, because he does it, I feel, in his everyday. He has to do it in his everyday life. He has to. Because I see it at work, and it makes me crazy. I'm like, man, are you okay, bro? And granted, it's convenient. You know, he polishes the wine glasses, put it right next to him. He's got his battle ready.
Yeah.
And so I'll throw in another one of his that he's stuck in his ways. He does not really – so he'll cash a table out. I don't know how you do it with yours. You put your own tips in and things like that. But well, we do. We input our own tips. And then at brunch, you have a
separate, most restaurants are that way.
Yeah, most restaurants are that way. You have a separate chit that you staple what the hosts give to the guests or put on the table for record keeping.
Yeah.
He doesn't do it to the end. So he's sitting there in the computer doing like one by one when you could do it on the fly. He could do it on the whole shift. So when you're pulling with him, you're waiting for him to...
An extra 20, 30 minutes. So...
And all his stuff is crunched in his...
So she told me stuff. So my girl, my work wife. But she's very similar to Jim. Like, has to go through the... When she walks in the building... If she's not, and I think people almost rely on it because when she's not there
for the user.
Yes. Poor thing.
Yeah.
Because she does it all. She goes through top to bottom and makes sure everything is the way it should be.
She does all the side work.
All of it.
Whether it's hers or not.
Okay. Yeah. Off the rip. Okay. Yeah. And now at the end of her shift, just like Jimmy G, she goes, Danny, I need you to close out my checks for me. I'd be like, how many checks do you have here? They're from the whole day. I'm closing because she don't trust other people. I go, what do you mean? I mean, I'll do it for her because I love her, but that's not the point.
I get it. Certain things have been messed up there before.
Yeah, and I get that. But
wow. No, I'm on the fly. I'm getting it.
Yeah, I'm like, I get it. I go, baby, just write it down. If it's off, we'll find it. I'll help you, okay? Just write it down. There's no reason for me to be closing out 20 checks when we're both trying to leave at the same time.
The mistrust is real. Oh, my Lord. Was that your next one?
That was. But I liked it because I came off of Jimmy Deere's. I was going to bounce off of that anyways.
Okay. Give me another one, and then I'll go into me.
So, our friend Amy...
Okay.
She never, ever offers the table pepper. Does it and forgets once they do order it. So really? So because of that, she had to do like Jamie did. This is very recent though. Okay. And now she has a pepper grinder on her at all times.
Yeah, has it in the small of her bag. Oh yeah,
that she had to figure it like. But for years she told me, she goes, I've been doing this for years. I don't know why, Danny. I should even offer it. And I don't. They'll ask me and I'll forget. Like.
I wonder if that's stuck in your ways as much as it. That's a quirk.
That's a quirk.
That's a quirk. It's odd. Like it's almost like a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah.
They ask you for something, but because it's pepper, you have a block.
Yeah.
I wonder if she got...
The pepper hurt her one time.
That's a kid. Somebody went...
Yeah, the got her.
Yeah, they got her. They got her good.
And I'm going to give her a little two-part because that wasn't that much.
Okay.
She also is with her water. She won't take water to the table without unwrapping straws. So, like, let's say, like, during...
So, she unwraps the whole straw or the top of the straw?
No, the whole thing.
What's the point of the wrapped straw? Disorder.
Like, I would get, yes, just the top, you want to, and they could pull that off. Mm-hmm. I do that all the time. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, it has to be completely naked.
Does she not want the cleanup? Like, because they're going to unwrap it and
I don't throw it know. On the table. I'm not sure. On the floor? I mean, that could be it, but she didn't really elaborate when I asked her, but I go, what do you do that, you know? And she goes, yeah, I do. She told me both things.
That's good recon.
Yeah.
That's good recon. I'm stuck in my ways, and this is my last one. I'm stuck in my ways with my credit card procedure.
Okay.
Whenever someone would say, oh, I ran your, you know, maybe a manager or a coworker, I ran your credit card, and they'll give it to me. I have a certain way that I put the...
Oh, that's okay, though.
But I'll rearrange it, and, you know, I'm not putting it on the table that way. Allow me to explain.
Explain.
Okay, server book. On the left side, I put customer copy on the very back, mm-hmm. then the receipt, so they can have that part to reference the bill, the tax, the suggested gratuity, then the credit card, pen in the middle, my receipt that I get, the merchant yeah. copy is on the right side.
Okay.
So I started doing that when people would take both copies.
Separate the copies.
I separate the copies for sure.
So you put the check with their copy on the same side?
Everything that sometimes I used to say.
Everything that's theirs on one side and everything that's yours is on the other. I got you.
Hakuna Matata.
I got you. I dig it.
Yes.
I dig it.
And I don't even have to say anything. I get the check back 99% of the time.
That's quality.
Because sometimes people put them all together and they take both copies. You know, it's just kind of one of those devices yeah. that mm-hmm. I've used and I've had great success with Excellent. It.
Well, that is, I mean, that's, whether it's a quirk or whatever, that at least it works. It fixed an issue that you were dealing with because that sucks when somebody takes your check.
That's my money.
Yeah, that's your money.
That's my proof of the money.
You're legit.
Okay. So yeah, that's one of those things that I have to have it that yeah. way. So I will switch it all the time, just, mm-hmm. beep,
beep, beep, just so they get it.
You gotta get it.
You wrote it in plain English for him with the ABC.
That's right. And it works.
It works.
Yes. Take me home, big guy.
Oh, I don't have another one.
Okay, so I do have one more.
Okay.
Glue guy. Okay. Ralph. He has his entire apron opening, whatever that width is, mm-hmm. filled with pens.
Oh, he'd have been.
Filled with... No, you ain't robbing him.
He might cut me.
He's coming after you for his pen.
Will he let you borrow the pen at least?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But he's getting it back.
No, that's fair.
He'll remember.
No, that's fair.
He wants it back.
that's fair. Okay, I remember.
Yes.
I'm that... If you borrow my lighter or you borrow... pens, I forget, mm-hmm. you know, but let's say like a lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I only need them for the candle, but to be without, like for like a birthday candle light, you know immediately, because as soon as it happens, like.
I don't get it till the next day.
Yeah. So I, at this point, I don't tell people I have a lighter anymore. I ain't got no lighter. Okay. Leave me alone.
Oh, really?
It depends. But yeah, if they're habitual offenders,
mm-hmm.
you only get the one chance. And then my tray. Oh, that is me freakishly, actually, the tray.
You still with the tray?
I'm still with the tray. You know.
Wow.
Yes. I am with, yes.
How did you not lead with that? Danny will keep the same tray the entire night.
The whole night.
It's with his person
the whole
all night.
Night
long. And not just any tray, his tray.
Yeah.
He goes through all the trays.
I have a tray.
To find the tray that has some kind of meaning to him. Some kind of markings from Mars or some crap. And then somebody said, hey, can I borrow your tray? And he's like, nope. He washes the tray once or two, couple times a shift.
At least in the beginning and usually about halfway through.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're Linus with that tray.
Yeah, it's like my blanket.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, the tray doesn't leave me, yo.
I laugh at people when they try to get your tray.
People have came, like, I had a coworker yesterday. I was sitting at the thing. He tried to snatch the tray. He wasn't even working. He was in plain clothes, came in to get a bite to eat, tried to get me. I was like, no, 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 back up off me. People be like, let me borrow your tray. Like, no. What do you, no. Well, there's no trays. That's not my problem. Okay?
That's a you problem. Wow. To answer to the lighter thing, off air, I'm going to tell you how I had a foolproof plan to get my lighter back.
Oh, okay.
Not safe for work. Okay. With that, let us know the things that you have to have your way, your idiosyncrasy. I guess what we're calling it is stuck in your ways.
Stuck in your ways.
Right? How are you stuck in your ways?
Tell us.
Leave us a comment.
Absolutely.
If you enjoy the show, like, comment, subscribe. We're on YouTube, people.
Yeah.
And that's a strong way that you can help us grow.
Keep this
machine going.
Share, love. Send us out the love. We love it.
It's all love, baby.
It's all deadly.
And if you're on the audio only, you can review us. Take a minute and a half.
And Marlon always tells you guys where to reach us at whenever we're doing stuff.
At the Modern Waiter. Follow us on Instagram. I'm active on Instagram at the Modern Waiter Podcast. I do have TikTok as well. I'm getting more into it. You know, it's really fun. It's a lot of work, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, we will bid you adieu till next week. We do this for you each and every week. We enjoy it. We love it.
We love it.
I hope you can tell. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villa. Subscribe, people.
See you next time.
Later.
Whoop, whoop.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.